Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 2023, Martin Lynn was on his way home from Dublin City Centre. He'd just got out of a taxi near his home when he was fatally punched in the head by a man called Christopher O'Neill. O'Neill drove past, stopped his motorbike before approaching Martin. The attack was carried out without warning or provocation, and while Mr. Lynn had his hands in his pockets. Last week, Christopher O'Neill of Lark Hill Road in Whitehall Santry was jailed for 6 years for the manslaughter of Martin Lynn. And in an interview with The Sun, Martin's sister Sharon is calling for the state to appeal the leniency of the killer's sentence. And she joins me on the line now. Sharon, good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
Maybe we should start by you telling us about Martin, what he was like as a person.
Yeah, no problem. My brother Martin was a very kind, sensitive and mild-mannered young man. As his big sister, I always worried about him growing up. He was a small guy. I used to worry if he'd be picked on in school or if his shyness would hold him back. But he grew into a really respectful and happy young man. He lived his life very carefully and responsibly. He was a big fan of routine. He was just an ordinary, happy guy. He worked Monday to Friday, enjoyed his Saturday nights out, trips to the cinema, video gaming, that kind of thing. He was someone who, he always steered clear of drama. You'd rarely see him in a bad mood. Just a very laid back guy.
So he was a lovely fella, and he's not the kind of fella who'd ever be looking for any kind of trouble, for sure.
No, quite the opposite.
Now, tell me, if you don't mind, if you could bring us back to what actually happened to Martin on that fatal night.
Yeah, so on the 30th of July 2023, Martin had been out that day at the cinema. He went for drinks with friends afterwards, and he took a taxi home from town that night to our family home. He always took a taxi home, something we always drilled into him as he was growing up, to get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
In a complete, random, unprovoked senseless act of violence, a local man, Christopher O'Neill, a man with 23 previous convictions, punched Martin in the head without any warning. It came completely out of nowhere. It's thought that he was frustrated by the fact that the taxi had stopped on the road to let Martin out, and that the motorbike he was on had to go around the taxi, so slightly inconvenienced him. He left my brother with catastrophic brain injuries because of the violence he used, and my brother passed away in Beaumont Hospital 2 days later.
Now, it took, what, 2.5 years to get this to court?
Yeah, so Christopher O'Neill fled the scene on the night after the attack. Twice, actually, he came back to check the damage and he fled again. It was a very long investigation. Our family have been put through absolute torture, to be honest. I went on crime call and prime time making pleas to the public for people to share CCTV footage from that night. The general public have been fantastic in helping this investigation along. He was arrested and charged about a year and a half later in December 2024, following a very long investigation by the guards. He denied it was him right up until just before Christmas there, so almost 2.5 years after he killed Martin.
And eventually he admitted that he was the driver of the motorcycle.
Yes.
So he put you through all of this agony unnecessarily. First of all, he fled the scene. And then, having been detected and apprehended, he denied everything.
Yeah, it was essentially a day before his manslaughter trial was due to start. He pled guilty on the last day of term before closing for Christmas. So at that stage, the trial preparations were complete and everyone was prepared to put themselves through a long manslaughter trial at that stage. So the guilty plea came kind of too little too late.
Now, in the court, Judge Martin Nolan indicated the headline sentence and then mitigated that back a bit.
Yes. Headline sentence of 8.5 years with 2.5 years suspended.
Did he indicate why it was suspended?
He indicated a number of factors.
I mean, one of the things in reading the reports was that he accepted O'Neill's expressions of remorse, and another mitigating circumstance was the guilty plea. In other words, not putting everybody through a long trial. However, that guilty plea was very late, and you certainly question any sense of remorse coming from O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. The judge did cite genuine remorse as a mitigating factor. However, we never received any apology, explanation or any communication, in fact, from Christopher O'Neill. He wrote a letter to the judge. We didn't see that letter. If remorse was expressed, it was privately for the court and not offered to those he actually harmed. He also was laughing in court. He winked at someone just after the sentencing, and also on the first day after our victim impact statements were presented. So that's not remorse, in my opinion. That's performance for a judge and contempt for our family. To me, it makes a complete mockery of the justice system.
So did he have the opportunity in court to actually express remorse to you as a family?
He wasn't up on the stand at any time, but there was a letter that was given to the judge. That there was no letter for our family.
So if there was remorse, it was privately for the judge, but certainly not public remorse, which is the minimum I would suspect is required for a genuine sense of remorse. But certainly that wasn't there for you as a family, and it wasn't there for the general public to observe.
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, when the judge was discussing remorse as part of the sentencing, it was quite frankly offensive to us and very upsetting, because as far as we were concerned, there was no remorse.
Now, when you get a sentence, even with the suspended bit and so on, there will still be some sort of remission offered. And the judge remarked that his behaviour in custody thus far has been, you know, very good. So that means, how soon might he get out?
I think with standard remission of 25%, he could be out in as little as 4.5 years.
4.5 years. Yeah. Now, you have decided you want the DPP to appeal the leniency of this sentence.
Yes, absolutely. We're not vengeful people. We just want a sentence that's fair and properly reflects the callous nature of this crime. Particularly considering the circumstances in this case, the vulnerability of Martin at the time, his hands were in his pockets. Just before, or when he was punched, his hands were in his pockets, which shows he meant no harm, and he also didn't expect to be attacked outside his own home. I think, yeah, there's a number of things we took issue with in the mitigating factors that were mentioned by the judge. And
also, I mean, this man had form, he had a record, and that surely should have been taken into account by the judge. We can't second guess judges in their in their final sentencing, but it does, on the face of it, appear to be inappropriate.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out as well that this man, Christopher O'Neill, had a conviction in 2012 for endangerment and dangerous driving where someone could have been killed. The judge showed him leniency back then, and O'Neill responded by taking my brother's life a number of years later and committing many other violent crimes in the meantime.
Have you made an application to the DPP? How does that work?
So the family will put in a formal request to the DPP for them to appeal the sentence on grounds of undue leniency. I'm just in the final stages of finalising that letter, and the DPP has 28 days, I believe, to decide if they want to appeal.
Well, Sharon, that will proceed in time, and we will keep an eye on it, because I can understand totally how your family feel that maybe you perceive that justice was not done.
Yes, thank you very much. Can I just point out as well, our family have put a petition on change.org. People can search by the name Martin Lynn. We would really appreciate if people could sign this petition to honour Martin's memory and help us try get a sentence that truly reflects the seriousness of this crime.
Sharon Lynn, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.